everybody. Good day. My name is Mike Patak, and this is The Blues Is My Business. Do you think a man or a woman's life experiences may give them a predisposition to sing the blues? I'm highlighting and dedicating this program to a man thrown out of his mother's house for unknown reasons during the winter and not yet 13 years old. Now living with a granduncle's family, treated badly, not allowed to attend school, working all day for the uncle and his large family, with his granduncle chasing him on a mule to then whip him. Chester Arthur Burnett claimed to have walked 85 miles barefoot to join his father where he found a happy home. We know him as Howlin' Wolf. Here he is with Rockin' Daddy. Before Chester Arthur Burnett became Howlin' Wolf, his physique garnered him the nickname Bigfoot Chester and Bull Cow. As a young man, he was 6'3" tall and weighed close to 300 pounds. Here he is with What a Woman.
I'm gonna leave you, woman, before I come. tried so hard to kill. But woman, it just was not my time. You put poison in my coffee, stirred the milk of cream. You put poison in my coffee,
So Howlin' Wolf wants to know in this song, who's been talking?
My baby caught the train, left me all alone. My baby caught the train, left me all alone. She know I love her, she doing me wrong. My baby bought a ticket, long as my ride home. My baby bought a ticket, long as my ride home. She said she gonna ride, long as I've been from home. Thank you.
Listen to a rare recording of his Red Rooster rehearsal, and it's immediately followed by the song Red Rooster.
Why don't you play acoustic on it?
No.
With us, man. If you played with us, Wolf, then we'd be able to follow you better.
No,
but like you were doing it right then, man.
You're there.
That's how we should record it. I can follow you. I can see what you're doing.
Really, man, you just sit there and do it.
Well,
so cool.
All right, let everybody get together there, and we'll try to make it.
Okay, let's try. I doubt if I can do it.
Oh, man, come on. He ain't got nothing to do with count up and change on and you know what you said. One.
discovered playing juke joints in the Mississippi Delta through the 30s and 40s, Howlin' Wolf contracted with Leonard Chess of Chess Records and, at his urging, moved up to Chicago in 1952. At the peak of his success, Howlin' Wolf returned to Mississippi from Chicago to see his mother, but was driven to tears when she rebuffed him, his mother refusing to take money offered by him, saying it was from his playing the devil's music. Here is Highway 49.
I'm gonna buy me a jug of wine. First, I'm gonna stop at the whiskey store. I'm gonna buy me a jug of wine. I'm gonna hit the highway. They call Highway 49. Look out. She can't be found. Melbody, my sweet woman, you know she stayed on my mind. Melbody, my sweet woman, you know she stayed on my mind. If I can't find that woman, I'm gonna sit down and drink my wine.
Competition between Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, both Chess Records recording artists, was intense. Both were playing and recording songs written by Willie Dixon. Here is Do the Do, a song Wolf recorded only after hearing from Dixon that he wrote it for Muddy Waters.
Well, I know I've got a man. But you ain't seen nothing till you see her, see her. Do-de-do, do-de-do. Shake her shoulder, take her time. Move her body like I move mine. When she dances, you'll love her too. Once you see her, do-de-do. Do the do.
If imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, Howlin' Wolf would have felt admired by Eric Clapton's recording of his Going Down Slow, certainly sounding different than the way Wolf did it, but Wolf's nevertheless. I'll leave you all with this as I say good night.
Next train south.